have a fantasy football question? Call the Fan Line at 336-1230. And now, back to Fantasy Football Thursday with Chris Tubbs and David Brown.
And welcome back to Fantasy Football Thursday. We're live at 57th and Western. I'm Chris Tubbs along with David Brown. We're here for about another, 15 minutes or so. But if you want to, as if you needed a reason to buy ice cream, come to any Dairy Queen in the Sioux Empire. Again, we're at the one at 57th and Western. It's Miracle Treat Day. If you buy a Blizzard, a portion of the proceeds, at least $1 per purchase, will go towards the Children's Miracle Network. And I've had a couple. David, you've had a couple.
Yep.
Your lovely wife has had one. So we're getting our fill of ice cream here. And the people here, Michael's been the manager here, the whole staff, they've been great to us for the last few hours.
Absolutely. And remember my tip, if you want to avoid the drive-thru, go inside, get a little bit of food, and you can go to the food line and order your Blizzards at the same time.
So you're saying you're going to circumvent the rules?
I'm saying I'm getting people into Dairy Queen faster, which means more people can get out with Blizzards, thus creating more money for Children's Miracle Network.
So you're cheating?
I'm cheating the system to get more money for the children.
Okay.
It all works out in the end. The ends justify the means.
You're happy with this? Yeah, and she's like, yeah, I guess so. Hey, we got some fantasy football rules to follow. Number one, don't pick up a guy just to drop him immediately because then you lock him. I hate people that do that. They hit the waiver while you're looking. Well, you know, so-and-so made 10 moves. Well, you picked up four guys and you dropped them, and then they're locked for 3 days, especially when you're coming to cover the bye weeks. If you're not going to keep a guy, just stay the hell off the waiver wire.
Yeah. The excessive waiver pickup guy, there's always that guy in every league. After week one, he grabs every person who had a great week one, and then they drop him again later. And thankfully, most of the week one pickups are usually guys who have a flash in a pan week one, and then they just drop off the rest of the season. But don't be that guy. My rule, be creative with your team names. I mean, obviously, if you're in a league with your friends and not at work, you can choose maybe some more offensive team names. But if you're in a work league, work hard to be creative.
The more offensive, the better.
The more offensive, the better if you're in friends. We're not condoning this at work. If you're in a work league, keep it PG.
Well, unless your work is being vulgar, then it's all fans are.
Well, absolutely. But if I see another league or I see another team named somewhere over Dwayne Bowe, I'm going to lose it. It was creative 5 years ago. It hasn't been creative since.
Well, mine's Vic in a Box. How's that?
Mine's More Than a Thielen.
More Than a Thielen. I like. Listen, I don't care what you name your team. Just name it. I don't want to look at a team and go, oh, guess what? I'm playing Jim.
Yeah, if you join like a Yahoo League, your default is like, you know, David's team or Chris's team. Take time to make a name and do something.
Hey, another thing, don't give up on your team in the first half of the season. At least play it out to week 8 or 9. You know what? If you think that you're going to give up, if you're that awful at fantasy football, don't even play. Do something else. Let the adults play. Just get away from fantasy football. That's probably not for you if you're a quitter.
Absolutely. And then
just makes me mad. Sorry.
This is a big one. We're all guilty of this. So no one out there call me a hypocrite. We're all guilty of this. But no one cares about your bad beat. No one cares that Rob Baronis kicked a field goal on Monday Night Football and he was on your opponent's team and then you lost by a point. Okay, it happens. That's why there is Monday Night Football. That's why there's Thursday Night Football. The week doesn't end after Sunday night. There are Monday Night games. There are Thursday Night games. There are games all over the schedule. Don't be upset that you lost by a point on a field goal. It happens.
How about if your team wins by a field goal? Can you brag then?
Well, then absolutely.
So it's just if you get beat.
If you get beat. But
you really are a hypocrite.
Oh.
I'm just
saying.
Them
be fighting words. I'd say you can do brag, not a full-on brag.
A humble brag.
Yes.
What is a humble brag?
A humble brag, just like, man, I got lucky that Baronis kicked that field goal, and then just move on.
I hear that quite a bit. And of course, you know, from other people, not me.
Yes.
He's David Brown. I'm Chris Tubbs. This is Fantasy Football Thursday. When we come back, we've got 5 preseason games that we're going to keep an eye on for week 2 as we're broadcasting live from Dairy Queen at 57th and Western here on Sioux Falls Sports Radio, KWSN.